This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Japan's top government spokesman said on Tuesday it was extremely important to maintain the framework of Group of Seven meetings. The comment comes after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that he has not yet decided whether to invite Russian President Vladimir Putin to this year's summit meeting.
We would invite him to the meeting. I think he's an important factor, but we will invite certain people that aren't in the G7.
Russia was expelled from the then so-called G8 group in 2014 after annexing the Crimea region from Ukraine. The Japanese chief cabinet secretary also said it's up to the U.S., this year's chair country, to decide what form the forthcoming summit meeting will take. Meanwhile, the Russian president says that a coronavirus vaccine developed in Russia has been registered for use, and one of his daughters has already been inoculated. Speaking at a government meeting on Tuesday, President Putin said that the vaccine has proven efficient during tests, offering a lasting immunity from the coronavirus. He added that one of his two daughters has received a shot of the vaccine. The Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarus opposition candidate Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya said Tuesday she fled to neighboring Lithuania after a second night of post-election demonstrations in Belarus with clashes between protesters and police. Tsikhanouskaya, who rejected the official results that showed her losing to longtime President Alexander Lukashenko, said leaving Belarus was a difficult decision, but that she did so for the sake of her children. The opposition candidate went into hiding ahead of Sunday's election after police detained two senior staffers and seven other campaign members. She did reemerge in order to cast her vote. This is VOA News.